Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, June the 30th, 2023, 16 and a half minutes past the hour. And it really is a getaway Friday, the last day in the month of June, which means the fair is right around the corner. The Marion County Fair will take place July the 3rd through the 8th, 6 days and six nights. Now, we have got a great hour this hour live here on WGH Talk because we are joined by a gentleman who I don't think has been on the radio airwaves with us since Christmas. We did a few television programs in January, but has not been on the radio since December. But he is a dear friend of mine. We've been up and down the road many times. We've been at the Little Brown Jug together. We've been in Marion together. We've been at the fair together. Tony Paco, one of my favorite moments. And he is a member. He is a member, we should have mentioned, of last year's very esteemed Upper Crust Society,
yes,
along with Mary Ellen Withrow, myself, and George Kosotis. He is the legendary OSU superfan, Buckeye Guy. Buckeye Guy, 6 months later, welcome back. Good to have
you. Good morning, man. I'm so excited to be here.
So good to see you. Now, the Marion County Fair is coming up, and you have a little bit of information regarding the fair, which is very important.
The fair is going to be real, real good. We'll be taking donations there on the Midway for our foundation. Everything's going to be great. I can't wait to meet and greet the patrons of Marion, Ohio.
So you will be out on the Midway,
yes,
during the Marion County
Absolutely.
Fair.
Absolutely.
Now, will you be there all days, or are there certain days you'll be there?
I'll be there each and every day. Now, we're trying to work out exactly how long I'll be there each day, because the weather looks like it's going to be 85, 86, 87, you know, all through there. It's going to rain on the weekend. That may cool it down a bit.
Now, hopefully, you'll be able to drop by maybe for 15 minutes, 5 minutes on your way in or way out and say hello to us.
Absolutely. I'll stop by there and see what's going on, man. I'll tell you what, the rain coming may dampen down this smoke, smog, whatever it is, from the Canadian forest fires. It's just been brutal.
What do you make of this whole weather situation? Isn't it unbelievable?
Listen, I'll tell you something. I've never seen anything like this. You know, and the one lady says, well, Buckeye Guy, it smells like smoke, but that's a long way for smoke to be smelling, isn't it? Have you seen anything where they have Google Earth View and they show the cloud moving or something? I haven't seen anything like that. It just shows up in Marion. It shows up in Columbus, Ohio. And then also, apparently it's moved up to Chicago. It's the strangest thing.
The other day, I thought it was fog. When I got up in the morning, I thought, it's just foggy out here, and it stayed all day.
All day. Couldn't even see the skyline. It's the strangest thing. So it's playing a big part. And it's, you want everybody to be safe. You want anybody that needs to stay inside, be inside.
What do you make of the impact this is having on other people, how they're enjoying summer? Because it's slowing it down a little bit.
No, absolutely. I mean, a lot of folks are staying inside. You know, elderly, young folks, you know, you just can't take the kids out like that. And animals as well. They were talking about Columbus Zoo. They're putting some of their animals inside to stay away from the smog.
You know, do you think people really understand the long-term effects that this could have on some people?
Well, you know what? It hadn't been measured on the Richter scale, per se. It's, you know, it's a phenomenon. It's new. And I understand that the Canadian wildfires happen each and every year, but not to this extent. There's a bunch of acreage that's burning right now, and it's heading down this way.
Now, Buckeye Guy, I know you have a big announcement today.
Oh, man.
Now, I'm looking forward to this. And before we get to the announcement, though, I do want to ask, what have you been up to the last 6 months?
All kinds of things, man. We've been raising funds. We've been going out all over Ohio. I'm telling you, I'm back in Marion. I'm happy to be here. It is good. You know, 2023 has been a great, great year. We're looking forward to the new year upcoming.
Perfect. Now, at the Marion County Fair, if somebody comes to see you at the Marion County Fair, what kind of things can they expect at your booth?
We've got all kinds of things. I'll tell you why that little small fairs like this love to have Buckeye Guy in, because I bring fair to the fair that the patrons here in Marion, Ohio, which is a hotbed for the Ohio State University football and sports in general, that they've never seen before. I've got things, I've got memorabilia, I've got signed stuff, I've got helmets with Urban Meyer's, you know, I've got portraits, and wow, you just got to stop by and see it. If nothing but to shake Buckeye guy's hand and say hello.
And get a selfie.
Well, then there's that. I'm the king of selfies. I'm self-proclaimed.
You are the king of selfies.
The king of selfies.
You know how to do it.
I can do it.
One punch and you can nail it.
One punch and I can nail it. And here's the strange thing. London, Ohio, last week, there must have been 16 people in the party. I says, ma'am, I can get all of us in one selfie. She says, no way. You didn't get the baby in the stroller. I says, look at your camera. She says, oh my God, Buckeye guy, you got him.
You got the baby in the stroller.
I got the baby.
And all 16 people.
Everyone.
Beautiful. Buckeye, something I wanted to talk to you about. We've been having a lot of conversations around here recently about fight songs. George Kasotis, you've met him. He's also George Kasotis came in, and he went back to his childhood in the 1930s of when he was in New York.
Wow.
And he went to Public School 117. And Public School 117 had a fight song.
Yep.
And he sang it. It was like a minute and a half. Mm-hmm. And then we were talking about our show needed a fight song, and we're still working on that. But was there ever a fight song that stuck out in your mind?
Of course. Across the field, you know, and Hang On Sloopy. And there's several that Ohio State band plays and is recognized globally. Now, I will say the team up north, they've got a fight song too. And back in the 90s and early 2000s, you would have a dream or nightmare about that before the big game.
That's right.
Hail to the Victors is the name of that song.
Now, do you know the Ohio State fight song?
I do not. Not by word.
Not by heart, yeah.
Not by heart. But, you know, I can sing along with any band like you would believe.
Well, when the fight song comes on, it gives you energy.
Da, 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 da. Listen. Oh, the band comes down. It's crazy, man. The electricity, it's big.
Now, the before we get to the announcement, because I know people are interested in this, and then we will probably want to talk about this.
Sure.
I just want to make it known to people. I don't know what this is.
No.
I have no idea. All
absolutely
I know
not.
Is you said you were going to give me the scoop. It was
scoop.
It was the first time you've said it.
Yep.
It's groundbreaking.
Yes.
It's shocking.
Here it is.
It's all these things. But before we do that,
yep.
Now, just because people will ask
sure.
me this, why have you decided to come here today and make this announcement?
This place has been good to me down through the years. We talked about Tony Pacos. We talked about over at the racetrack. We talked about all the things that we have done, and I'll tell you, you deserve this scoop. Now, here it is.
Here it is.
Here it is. I can't even get it out. It's so great.
Is this emotional or happy?
It is. No. It's both.
It's both. Okay. I'm excited here. Big announcement.
We all know about Touchdown Jesus in Notre Dame.
Right.
September 23rd is the big game.
Okay.
Here's the announcement. Buckeye guys leaving out on the 20th to go down there. I can't. There's no hotels between here and South Bend. I'm driving all the way into Chicago to get a hotel. Just listen. And then be there at Touchdown Jesus 3 days before the game. You got to get there early. It's the biggest game. It's the biggest game of the year on the football collegiate schedule, bar none. Ohio State, Notre Dame. Yes, Buckeye guy will be there 3 days early.
3 days early.
Absolutely.
My good. So now, for people who don't understand, tell people why this is such a big game.
It's a huge game. Okay, they got a pretty good coach down there, Marcus Freeman, that played here at Ohio State. He's done a great job so far. It would do him nothing better than to knock off a huge, huge game like Ohio State. You know they're preparing for it. They're laying in wait there. I'm telling you guys. So, another thing, we're opening up with Indiana on the road. That's unconventional.
An away game.
And an opener conference game. That's a Big Ten team. Like it or not, Indiana always plays this tough on the road. Always. Every time. It's crazy like that, but that's how the people put the schedule, and That's how we're going to have to follow it.
Now, after last year, with the way the season ended, the loss to Michigan.
You talked about it.
We talked about it. The loss to Michigan and then the bowl game.
Yeah.
Oh, it was, they lost the bowl game. It was tragedy. People were crying on New Year's Eve. You were there.
Absolutely.
You were there.
Live. Front row.
Yep, front row. You were crying with Brutus. The picture was everywhere. It was worldwide. You and Brutus were consoling each other. It was sad. And that's where we left off. So, as we head into the 2023 season, what are the hopes?
You have to beat the school up north. That's got to be priority number one. Even though it's on down the line, I understand Coach Trussell always talked about the first game's the most important game. The game after that's the most important game. I'm going to supersede that this year and jump all the way. Oh, and by the way, the game's up north this year.
Got to go to Michigan.
Got to go up there. And then, listen, apparently that is an easy place to play. So, I don't know what they've done up there to turn this thing around. They were trying to run Coach Jim Harbaugh out of town 3 years ago. Now they're starting a statue for him on the town square. Oh, speaking about town square, love the new Cardinals on the way into Marion.
Oh, yeah, the Cardinals that we have all around town.
Outstanding.
Now. Yeah, well, it really peps up the town, I think.
No, it just peps up your spirit when you see the state bird on each and every corner.
Absolutely, and it's exciting in a lot of ways because it helps call attention to Marion, which, you know, I don't think a lot of people know this, but it's important to point out. We had a president from here, first lady from here, a Miss America from here, and we also had a sports hero, Jim Thorpe, from this area.
Outstanding!
I don't think any other city or county in the country has that.
Mary Ellen Withrow.
Mary Ellen Withrow. Don't forget Mary Ellen.
Absolutely. Got to put her in.
And I think she'll be over at the fair with us next week.
How's she doing, by the way?
Oh, she's great.
Absolutely marvelous. Can't wait to see each and every person from Marion. Stop over and see me, man. It's going to be great on the Midway.
Now, what is your favorite fair food?
Oh! I'll tell you. It's the caramel peanut crusted apple. Caramel apple with the peanuts on it.
Ooh, now is that a stand all to itself, or do you get that at certain stands?
You can get it at certain stands because candy apples are the major mainstay. You know, candy apples are probably 80% of the business. But sometimes you catch them with just the caramel, and then if you get really lucky, you can get the caramel with the nuts on it. And so, listen, I'm telling you, Scott, that's a delight. So, at my age, I have to cut them in slices now because you just can't get it all.
Well, you'll have to come over sometime next week and give us a review on the caramel apple.
The caramel apple's going to be good.
With nuts.
Yes!
Yeah, what kind of nuts are on that thing? Just regular nuts.
Just regular old nuts.
Regular old nuts.
Oh, man. And they roll them. They roll them in the nuts. I'm like, oh, dude, I got to get one of those. And every time I see them, bingo.
Now, as we get ready to head into football season coming up here in just a very short amount of time, what do you feel the prospects are now looking at the schedule and knowing what happened last year? Yep. Well, where are we?
I'm telling you, there's some loose ends to be tied.
There are some loose ends.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our star quarterback end up going second in the draft. Oh, and by the way, certainly Buckeye Guy was right there to see it happen in Kansas City at the draft.
You were at the draft.
Yes, I was. So it was unbelievable to see C.J. Stroud go number 2 to the Houston Texans. And that was the highest picked quarterback in Ohio State history. And so that was nice. Paris Johnson Jr. went number 7. And Jackson Smith and Jigba, which I know how to pronounce his name now that he's gone. Finally, he went number 20 to the Seattle Seahawks, which was outstanding to be at the draft. Patrick Mahomes showed up. All the folks, you know, in Kansas City, they rolled out the red carpet, and it was just a magnificent time.
Now, do you enjoy NFL football as much as college football?
You know what? I like the NFL. I've been a Dallas Cowboy fan all of my life because they always seem to find room for an Ohio State player or two on their roster.
They certainly do. And a lot of people from Ohio like to go to Texas.
Yes, yes. And hey, A lot of people have played for the you know, the star on their helmet, and it's, you know, I'll tell you what, Roger the Dodger Staubach came out of the Navy, and he was the Artful Dodger, and he transformed all this stuff that people, quarterbacks, are doing now. It was Roger Staubach that actually done that. He and Fran Tarkenton of the Minnesota Vikings, those guys were Artful Dodgers, if you will. They would could throw for a bunch, and also they could run to get out of trouble.
They certainly could. In your history with Ohio State, which goes back more than 40 years
long
now,
time.
Greatest player you've ever saw, and why?
I'll tell you what, Archie Griffin was unbelievable because he was a local guy. He played at Eastmore High School, where he was just unbelievable. Now, also, we played for the same Little League Pop Warner team, the Linden Eagles. Archie Griffin played for the Linden Eagles. So did Buckeye Guy, which kind of, you know, gives you that closeness there to have seen Archie in person, and it was just right there. It was cool.
Now, what has been the most harrowing experience that's ever happened at a game with you?
Man, seeing Joe Paterno run off the field before halftime. He had gotten up in age, and he needed to get back to the locker room a little earlier than the entire team. So that was kind of cool watching him right there at Ohio Stadium jog across, going on in before the actual half was over. I thought that was something too.
But now, did you not years ago have an experience, I believe, maybe going to Michigan, in which something happened to you in the car?
Man, let's
and a bird.
See. Oh, that was coming from Pittsburgh. It was a basketball game, and we had beaten Gonzaga to make it to the Sweet 16. We was going to the Elite Eight, doing kind of stuff like that. So we're on the way home, and this, that, and the other. I'm driving, and luckily enough that Lonnie Poindexter was there with me, a retired firefighter and EMT.
Thank goodness.
Yes. And I says, Lonnie, look at that big old That's all I can tell you about the story. He filled me in later. The bird crashed through the windshield, striking me in the face, rendering me unconscious. Mm. It was unbelievable. So, at that point, Lonnie Poindexter moves into action, grabs the wheel. He does all kinds of stuff to get the car stopped. And he told me later on, after everything was okay and all that cool stuff, he says, Buckeye God, if you're going 25 miles an hour slower, I would have jumped out the car. I said, no!
Save me. Did you think you'd bitten it, hit the big one?
Oh, it was so sudden, Scott, that it was beyond, it was instant.
Instant.
It was instant that I was gone. It was out of, I didn't know where I was at, didn't know if I'd ever wake up. So yes, to your question, absolutely.
Does your life pass before your eyes?
Ding, ding. It was too quick. It was too quick for that. The last 2 seconds passed before my eyes.
My goodness.
That was it. That's all I've seen was the bird. And so looking back on it and seeing the wreckage and everything, I almost missed him. And so when they say turkeys and turkey vultures and buzzards can't fly, yes, they can.
They certainly can.
He came right up out of the ravine, almost missing the car. Comes into the top of the darn windshield, striking me in the face, rendering me unconscious. Instant.
Now, what did you... Has it changed your life in any way? Did you learn anything from that experience?
Yeah. If you see a turkey, get out of the way.
Get out of the way. Turkeys don't fly.
They do, as far as I can say. And the wingspan looked like a bald eagle. It was just a flapping, trying to get off of the darn ground. But certainly it did. Certainly did.
Can you imagine in your life that you almost were taken out by a turkey?
I didn't know what type of fowl it was at the time. I couldn't identify the flying creature heading straight for me. And I was going the posted speed limit. But that's still 65, 70 miles an hour. Oh! Mm. And there it was. It appeared. I could see it out of my peripheral vision.
There it was. Now, Buckeye Guy, a lot of people are interested in this. First game you attended as Buckeye Guy, as you are now.
Okay. Wow. It had to be, strangely enough, the Indiana Hoosier game. It's because Indiana, you can park for $15, $20. You can buy a ticket for $40 or $50 at those times. You know, it's still, it's probably the best road trip economically you could ever do. You know, because it's a flat five-hour drive. Most of the games have been at noon. Game's over at 3. You could be at home 8, 9 o'clock that night. And so, you always try something on the road. Never at Ohio Stadium. They're pretty cranky up there about new stuff. So, I wore the helmet. I'm sorry. My helmet is my hat.
Your hat. Cowboy hat.
Yep. 10-gallon cowboy hat. I put it on up there. And they interviewed me here locally from Channel 6. Clay Hall. You know Clay Hall.
Clay Hall, sure.
Clay Hall says, okay, Buck, I got you. It was a noon game, so it was 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. He says, you know anybody that owns any of these RVs? I said, yeah, here's a guy here. And he was cooking breakfast and the whole thing. Da-da-da, da-da-da. He's interviewing me. And we're going back and forth. Oh, man, the tailgating's good out here. We're parked so close. Da-da-da, very, you know, inexpensive. And in his ear, his producer says, tell Buckeye guy, never take off that cowboy hat. And I have not from that point to this.
Now, where did the cowboy hat come from that day? Why the cowboy hat?
That's so funny that you say it. I was in a thrift shop, and I seen this beautiful cowboy hat. But it was a bit worn, tattered, and it sat on my TV for 6 months. I go to Walmart, get a can of spray paint, spruced it up, fixed it up, put it on.
Now, is this the same hat?
Well, no. It's very, very, very similar.
What did you do with the original hat?
I still have it.
Of course.
Of course I did.
Memorabilia.
Yeah, it's memorabilia. And this hat here is just classic. And I buy the same hat. Oh, that's so funny. During the pandemic, there was a pause in production of several products. Not just this hat. But you couldn't get, you know, sanitizer. You can't get all kinds of things. Toilet paper, da-da-da. And Buckeye Guy's hat. And I go, oh, man. You got to call me as soon as the new productions comes in. And sure enough, they called this Buckeye Guy. We got your hat in. So this is here recently. Within the last 6 months.
Mm.
That's going back 3 years. Within the last 6 months.
You were able to replace it.
I was able to replace it.
Now, when did the rest of the outfit come into play?
Oh, it's a piece of, like you say, it's a piece at a time. This is custom made, da da da. And we always use the same people that the university uses because that's always went hand in hand. I'll never forget. I'm at the place that makes all the uniforms, all the flags, and this, that, and the other. I walk in, I says, I want the biggest cape you can get with the biggest block O. Well, apparently this isn't the block O, what a number of people think. It's called, referred to as the athletic logo. So I got the athletic logo, and as you can see, TM trademark is on here. So it always, you know, you want to stay right there in your parameters. That happened, the pants, the shoes. By the way, I've got on Hey Dudes today. Those things are comfortable.
Now, the name Buckeye Guy, B-U-C-K,
yes.
Hyphen,
yes.
I,
yes.
Hyphen,
yes.
G-U-I.
Yes.
Where did that come from?
Dave Metzel, 27,000 feet in the air, heading to Wisconsin for the second year in a row, which has never happened because the stadium, Ohio Stadium, was getting some work done to it. So this was 2 years in a row we had to go and fly to Wisconsin. Metzel looks over, and I'm leaving on Thursday, like you say. Getting there a couple of days early, having fun, going to the restaurants, da-da-da, da-da-da, getting the lay of the land. And he says, man, you go to all the games, you get there early. You know, dedication, desire, determination. That's Archie Griffin, by the way. And he says, why don't we call you Buckeye Guy? I'm like, oh, unbelievable. So Dave Metzel is now the voice of the Blue Jackets, and you can hear him nightly. We had the third pick in the draft. We're very excited about the young man coming on.
Now, how did the spelling, did you come up with the spelling?
Well, you know what? Absolutely. I wanted something a little different. And Buckeye Guy sounds like Buckeye Guy, which it is, but it's spelled B-U-C-K, space I, space God.
Absolutely.
Kind of cool.
Well, yes, and it's a completely different thing, and it's authentic in something that is a lot of fun for people.
It rolls off your tongue.
It certainly does.
Hey, Buckeye Guy, how's it going? Now, when I get a post online or folks write me a letter, or you know, and they write it out, Buckeye Guy, it's spelled like the Ohio State
Buckeye.
Yeah, yeah. And I get that, and guess what? I'm okay with that. Call me Buckeye Guy, Buckeye Man, dude with the cowboy hat. You know, there's been several renditions of what this is, you know. It's much like you, Scott. When you're out in the public, hey, Scott, how you doing? Hey, Scoot. You know, if you get close, it's okay.
That's right. If you know, hey, we're on the radio. Okay.
Yes.
That sounds good to
yes.
me.
Yes.
That's all you need.
You're the guy on the radio.
You're the guy on the radio.
Absolutely.
That's
and
all.
TV.
And TV.
Uh-huh.
That's exactly
uh-huh.
right. Now, Buckeye Guy, what is the strangest encounter you've had with a fan?
Man. Sign my skin.
Sign their skin.
Sign my arm. You know, I don't mind signing your shirt, your jersey, your hat, your whatever. Da-da-da. Can you sign my arm? Well, no, young man. Your mom's going to see Buckeye Guy's name there. And it won't go over too well. And so, no, I think that's the strangest thing.
Yeah, but you know, you think people are getting ready for tattoos? Is that what they're doing?
You know what? It might be a junior tattoo.
Might be.
Maybe a junior tattoo. But you know, we've got some products coming out here this summer that's going to be real cool.
Now, when it comes to going to an away game,
yep.
Those fans, I imagine, are probably not as receptive to you yep. as Ohio State. Well, what's the most interesting encounter you've had with an away fan?
Of course, it's at the school up north.
Oh, of course.
Now you walk in to that school, their stadium, unlike Ohio Stadium, goes up. A deck, D deck, C deck. Into the heavens. For God can watch his favorite college team. Of course. You know,
of course.
That in.
Of course.
So, when you're up there, that school up north, it goes down into the ground. They carved out, which is kind of cool. It goes down 100 rows down to row A. It goes down to row 1, and then there's row C, B, and row A. And on the way down, I'm heading down this Buckeye Guy, and trying to make it as fast as I possibly can get down. And this guy just had to have some Ohio State Buckeyes. I had some on. Then all of a sudden, I didn't have one.
Anymore. Oh, no.
Yeah.
He stole your Buckeyes.
Like it was nothing.
Oh, man.
Huh?
Did you approach the gentleman?
No.
You weren't going to get in a scuffle.
Absolutely not. It's 110,000 of those guys up there went on about my business. He just needed those darn Buckeyes. And he had them. Mm-hmm. See you later. Goodbye. And at that time, we had beaten them 17 out of 18 games. That was one heck of a run. Starting with Jim Trussell. I'll never forget he came to the basketball game and said, in 300 and some odd days, you're going to be proud of these young men on and off the field. Well, what do you think Jim Trussell was talking about? He knew what he was saying. We're going to turn this darn thing around about that school up north. And he did.
A lot of pressure on Ryan Day after losing the two big games last year and losing to Michigan.
Twice
in a row.
Yep,
once here, once there.
Now,
what's going? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you got to mention, Ryan Day has won one of those games.
Yes, he has.
He's 1-2. What people don't realize is we were supposed to play them in 20. The game was postponed due to the pandemic, and I believe that we would have put up another notch in the old belt of beating that team, and so. He doesn't get enough credit for that game being canceled because we had a heck of a team that year.
But can he go through another Michigan loss? Can he go through a losing season? Can he go through losing an opening game? Can he go through losing that Notre Dame game?
I believe Coach knows that he's going to have a great season, and he shouldn't even worry about it. He's got one heck of a team. Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best wide receiver in the country, and also the quarterback coming out this year was his high school teammate, and he used to darn throw to him. You see what I'm saying? So I think they got a chemistry going back 3 or 4 years.
I think Matt agrees with you on that. Matt, come over here on the microphone. We got about 15 minutes left here with Buckeye Guy. You've never been on with our friend here, Buckeye Guy. Now, this is Matt Morgan. He's here with us on the station now, does a couple shows with us. Matt, do you agree with what Buckeye Guy's saying? Because I don't know football at all, so you would know more than I would.
I don't watch college football all that much, but I think so. Ohio State has always, at least in my lifetime, been one of the best football teams, if not the best football team in the country. So, I mean, I wouldn't doubt if, like, they have, like, a... I mean, I wouldn't even say a rebound season. Last season wasn't terrible. A better season than last year.
No.
Now, you've seen Buckeye Guy in the stands. We talked about this before you came.
Yeah, I've seen him.
Now, a very gregarious gentleman, is he not?
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice guy. We always enjoy having Buckeye Guy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, here's the thing. You said something pivotal. You said in your lifetime. Listen, man.
19 years.
Yeah, 19 years.
What a heck of a run in the last 19 years. You talk about being born at the right time. Oh, my God. Man, we've enjoyed 2 national championships. We've enjoyed Big Ten championships. We've enjoyed beating that team up north to pieces. So this, like you say, it's been one heck of a run. So yes, we've hit some spots that Scott always mentions. You know, I don't believe that we'll have to worry about beating the team up north, because yes, it is a must win.
See, I just want them to be ready. I just want people to be ready, because I'm a little older than Matt, 2 or 3 years older.
Yep.
And I remember John Cooper.
Oh!
And John Cooper won bowl games, and he was great, and la-di-da,
and the Rose Bowl. And this, that,
He was great. But you know what? He didn't care about the Michigan game, so they said, and he did not win them. And what happened? The old axe fell. Yes. So I'm just saying that, you know, I don't want the axe to fall on anybody. I don't want that to happen.
Nope.
But I think we got to start looking at reality here. We've had a loss in Michigan. We've had a loss at Ohio State.
Oh.
Somebody better pay attention.
Here's the thing. John Cooper was replaced with Jim Tressel. Jim Tressel had coached for Youngstown State. Who's this guy? Well, he had won national championships in that division several times. His father had won, too. He had a winning program before he even got here. And he said something very pivotal. He said, even at Youngstown State, the football field was still 100 yards. So it's virtually just the same. We've got better players. He came in with John Cooper's players and the addition of Maurice Claret and won a national championship.
Absolutely. And that's, it turned out okay for him.
Yep.
And so that's why it's an interesting thing, because clearly Woody Hayes put a lot of stock.
Yep.
The war.
Yes.
Oh, with Bo Schembechler.
And your war.
I know. I pulled it out of my hat there. I feel pretty good. I know. I know sports now all of a sudden. I could be a sports broadcaster.
Absolutely.
Now, so all that being said, though, you know the coaches who have put stock in that game and the coaches who haven't put stock in that game, because the coaches who haven't put stock in that game tend to leave on not the best circumstances.
Urban Meyer was 7-0 against the school up north.
There you go. Urban Meyer, Jim Tressel, did not have to leave because of those issues. But John Cooper and Earl Bruce possibly did have to leave because of those issues.
I agree.
So we don't want Ryan Day to turn into that issue, because right now history is not good for him.
Not on his side.
Right now.
I believe.
He can turn it around.
Here it is. Coach Day coached the best game of his career at The Ohio State University against the University of Georgia. I say that to say this. We beat the 11 players on the field. We couldn't beat the other 4 people on the field that were wearing stripes.
Oh, you're talking about the officials.
I'm just saying, the guys that had on stripes, it was hard to overcome whatever they injected into the game.
Well, it's very interesting. That's an interesting take on that, because I think a lot of people felt that way.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Here it is. It's 4th and 2. Ryan Day says, we're going for it. We go and pick up the 4th down. We pick up 3 yards, only needed 2. The coach from Georgia calls a timeout after the fact. The coaches granted him a timeout. And are you kidding me? We got a redo? Overdue? We lost the... we turned it over on downs on that particular play, which was unbelievable. Then, don't forget the Marvin Harrison hit in the end zone. Marvin Harrison was having the game of his life. So they hit him in the end zone. No targeting call. He laid on the floor. Okay, everybody watching the game out there went to commercial. Because I'm calling back, you know, to Columbus, getting, a, you know, what's on TV? Commercial. He's still laying down on the field. They finally help him off the field. There's no targeting play, no illegal play, no nothing. We lost the ball on down. So it's just, at least we should have been first and goal from the inch line and won the game. But we did not. It didn't turn out that way.
And when you lose a game and you feel it was lost on officiating, big game like that, bowl game, what do you say in the end?
Oh, I'll tell you what. It was the longest 9-hour drive back from Atlanta to Columbus.
On New Year's.
Oh, man. On New Year's.
My goodness. It was
a... ever want to see?
Oh, my. And you know, Buck, I got something I wanted to ask you here. Yep. Because I think about Columbus, Ohio people. And I think, you know, Jimmy Crumb's got a statue at Channel 4.
I know him.
And Flippo the Clown's costume is at the Historical Society.
Wow, sure is.
And here in Marion, Mary Ellen Withrow's got a museum over there.
Yep.
When years from now, when you go on to the great beyond, your reward, what would you like to happen to all this, the outfit and the garb?
Just to be remembered as one of the guys that was there each and every weekend, rain, sleet, hell or snow. And like I previously mentioned, Archie Griffin always talks about the three D's. Dedication, desire, and determination will take you anywhere you want to go.
Now, we've got about 8 minutes left here with Buckeye Guy, and two things we want to do is we want to talk about the Marion County Fair coming up July 3rd through 8th. Yeah. Buckeye Guy will be there every day on the Midway.
Yes.
On the Midway.
Yep.
He'll be right out there. He'll pose with you. He's
sure
got great items for sale.
Yep.
It's going to be something else. The 173rd Marion County Fair. Don't forget, Senior Citizens and Canned Food Day is Monday.
Oh.
Kids Day is Wednesday, and Veterans Day is Friday. And, of course, the 4th is on Tuesday.
Yes.
All kinds of fun stuff going on at the fair, and Buckeye Guy will be there, and we'll be broadcasting from the fair ourselves every day from the Coliseum. So look forward to that. And again, Buckeye Guy, the announcement you made, give it to him again.
Okay, here it is. September 23rd, the Ohio State University is playing Notre Dame. The vaunted Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, the Golden Domers, all this, the Four Horsemen. They've got tradition like you wouldn't believe. They've got their own TV station, the Notre Dame Broadcasting Station.
Right on the campus.
Yeah, I'm just telling you. It's unbelievable. Touchdown Jesus. I'll be there 3 days early, setting up, camping out. Oh, and by the way, the accommodations, zero between here in Columbus and South Bend. I'm driving into Chicago to get a room, which is an additional hour and a half.
Going to stop at Harry Carey's?
You know what? I like Harry Carey's.
I love Harry Carey's.
I'll tell you where I do stop there most of the time is in Midway Airport. I always stop by. They got great sandwiches there. They got cool stuff, the great fair. And I stop there, and also I get popcorn there as well in the airport. It's kind of cool.
Now, again, when does that game take place?
September 23rd. It's a big game. It's a huge game. I believe that the college football atmosphere that day, it's going to stop, and all eyes are going to be on the Ohio State University of Notre Dame.
And it's going to be exciting, and we're going to kick off this season here not too long from now. First game, Indiana, an away game. But it should be good, right?
It's going to be a great game. You know what? The guys that scheduled that could have probably rethunked that.
does the schedule favor Ohio State this year?
I sure hope so. I'll tell you, man, we got some cool stuff coming up. I can't wait to you know, see what's going on. We got some great games, and we play a lot of the teams, tough teams, at home. But like I say, on the road, the last game of the regular season up north has always been windy, snowy, all kind of stuff like that. And it the game normally goes to the home team, if in fact it's been going back and forth. But here in the last 19 years, which this young man has been born, the Ohio State University has had an advantage home and away. I think it's coaching. It goes back to coaching.
Coaching. We got to see what happens there.
We got it very well. When it's a must win game.
That's what I think as well, and we'll see what happens as the season goes on. We got about 4 minutes left here at yep. Buckeye Guy, mm-hmm. and we've been doing some fun things here around the station. Now, Buckeye Guy has actually sang for us before.
Yes.
It's always a wonderful experience.
Yep.
But Buckeye Guy, do you remember the Oscar Mayer Baloney song?
I don't, not word for word.
I'll tell you what, we've had people, it's very short, and we've had people do it. Here are the lyrics. Now, Buckeye Guy, just look at that for a second, and let me know when you're ready. Because we've had a few people do this now on the station, and it's one of the fun things, like the fight song that we have going on here currently. Matt did it the other night, didn't you, Matt?
Yeah,
you did it. It came off okay. Okay, now here's Buckeye Guy. Now, this is the Oscar. It's not their theme anymore, but this is the old Oscar Mayer. It was actually a song. Kids sang it. The Oscar Mayer Baloney song. Go ahead, Buckeye Guy.
My Bologna has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My Bologna has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Perfect, Buckeye Guy, the one and only Buckeye Guy. 3 minutes left to go here, Buckeye Guy. You nailed it, right on the front. And we're having a good time here today. Buckeye Guy, do you ever have bologna sandwiches?
Absolutely.
How do you like them?
Good. Fried, cheese, and mayo, mustard, white bread.
You ever been to the GNR where the famous bologna sandwich
is? It's down here.
Well, Waldo.
Yeah, on the way here.
Yeah, you can go right to Waldo, yeah.
Listen, here's the strangest thing. Have not.
Oh! Well, you and I should go sometime.
When you want.
Your first experience.
When
okay, this
want.
Is world famous.
When you want.
Well, how about on your way home from the fair next week one day?
Okay, I'll tell you what, man. Listen, I gotta go there because everybody and their mother's like, man, have you had the bologna sandwich in Waldo?
Oh, world famous. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm not kidding you, Buckeye Guy. The place has been featured on Diners, Dives, and whatever that. Oh, they have. Oh, have they not? Matt.
They've been featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives?
Yeah, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
I did not know that.
They are the national bologna sandwich capital of the world is Waldo, Ohio.
Listen, okay.
And we're going to go have a bologna sandwich.
This is what I like. I like my
We'll bring Matt along. You want to come along, Matt? Okay, we're going to have a bologna sandwich.
Here's the cool thing.
Why don't we just cancel the rest of the day and we'll go have a bologna sandwich?
You'll even go down. I'll tell you what. Tell you what, if you want to go in an hour or so,
we're going to go, Buckeye Guy, we're going to go, we're going to set a time.
Here's what I do. If I'm frying a bologna sandwich at home, thick cut, of course, flip it, and then I slice it, one little slice, halfway through, and it doesn't, because it'll bubble up. Don't want to bubble up. Put the cheese on, sandwich, and then I've even put some Lay's potato chips.
Oh, you do it up. Red, white, and boom. Doing anything this year for red, white, and boom?
Huge. I'm telling you. No.
Don't know yet.
I don't know.
You might get
parade.
The moon.
I do have a parade.
You have a parade.
I got a parade.
You got a parade that day. 4th of July, you'll be here in Marion.
Yes.
For the fair.
So I'll be late that day. Thank you for telling everybody.
Yes. No, you will. Oh, because we're going to have a bologna sandwich on the 4th.
Got to be perfect.
We'll find if they're open.
Here's the cool thing. I'm doing a Whitehall parade, and I'm honored to do that for the first time. I've done the Red, White, and Boom parade. I've done the Northland parade. I've done, you know, several parades. I'm, you know, with my car. My car is a 1970 Chevy Impala. It's kind of cool. You got a Siri on there? On your phone?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just say, all you have to do is say, hey Siri, pull up images of Buckeye Guy's car.
Oh, it's a beautiful car.
Good.
Say it right now on the air.
On the air.
Pull up images of Buckeye
You got to say, hey Siri, pull up images of Buckeye Guy's car.
I can use Google. I'm not Siri.
Did it pick up?
No Siri. I don't have an Apple.
Oh, you don't have the Apple.
Samsung.
I got you. Buckeye Guy's got you. He'll fix it right here, right before.
Hey Siri, pull up images of Buckeye Guy's car. That's when you know.
Oh, look at it. Beautiful. Oh, beautiful. That's now, when is the Red, White, and Boom parade?
It's the 3rd. That's when you know.
3rd. The day before Monday.
Guess what you know?
Yeah.
If Siri knows the Buckeye Guy,
This is celebrity. This is royalty here in the studio.
Did you see that?
Oh, we love the Buckeye guy. Buckeye guy, it's so wonderful to see you again.
Glad to be back here, Jared. Glad to be back, man. This is good stuff. I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to the Waldo Bologna Sandwich.
And it's coming. And the first time Buckeye guy ever sits in the door will be with us, and we'll be right there. We'll be commemorating that whole event. We'll get a videographer. We'll bring the whole thing.
I'm going to bring some Lay's potato chips.
Lay's potato chips. He's going to mess with that bologna sandwich.
Yes!
It's coming up, and Matt and I will be back in 15 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
I've got two Marlas.
Oh, there's another Marla.
Yes, Danny's daughter. No, that's Marlo.
Oh, that's right, Marlo.
They keep calling me Marlo sometimes. I say, no, that's Marlo Thomas. I said, Marlo has the money, and Marla is after it.
Do you regret not getting as many award Emmys, things like that? Does that ever factor in?
No, because I say the work is its own reward. You can't decide who's going to give you an award. But if you're doing the work, as long as you're appreciated for the work, I think that's the best. The awards are nice. I mean, it'd be nice if I got one. But I was up four times, so I was a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Marla, when you get a role today, you say you still do auditions. Does the money matter?
Yes, it does. Because I blew all my money. I won't say I blew it, but I owned the theater and I owned the jazz supper club, so all the money went. So now, when I get a job, I do want to be paid.
Are the residuals good?
Well, they're not as exciting as everybody knew. Oh, would you get residuals? I didn't see that. I got a residual for 3 cents.
Jeez.
And then for 9 cents. And I took them to the bank.
It's WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Look for us on Facebook by searching WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. You can listen to our show, The Pastor Spot, every week at 9:15 in the morning on Fridays, and you can call in if you have any questions. Maybe you need something we need to pray about. But every week we have a great discussion, and we look at the world through a biblical perspective, and we look forward to you listening to the show.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050.
Are you tired of the normal zoo experience and looking for an exciting way to interact with animals up close? Come to the African Safari Wildlife Park for your chance to meet over 400 exotic animals face to face. No other park comes this close. Not only will you be able to get up close and personal with the animals as you feed them from inside your own vehicle, but all the shows and attractions are included in the price of admission. As the only drive-through safari in the Midwest, African Safari Wildlife Park is sure to help create memories you and your family will never forget. Take Route 2 to the Route 53 North exit and follow the signs.